Over the past few days, we've explored not only how in Christ you embody a new identity as light that draws people to God through your actions, but also how this same light simultaneously brings about changes in your character and worldview. As we conclude this plan, we switch from a zoom lens to a prime lens and explore how, like a sophisticated national power grid, the light within us connects to many similar lights across the globe in a divine network that functions seamlessly for God's purpose. Centuries before Jesus' arrival, God promised through Isaiah that his people would be a light for the Gentiles, a light for the nations, not just one tribe or one country. Isn't it beautiful that Jesus fulfills that promise as the true light of the world? Then he turns to his followers and says, "You are the light of the world." In other words, Jesus is saying, "My light in you is how my Father's old promise keeps spreading. Your small life is now connected to God's huge global plan, an idea Paul builds on when he says God wants his children to shine among them like stars in the sky. Stars look tiny from earth, but together they light up the night. In your generation, where many are confused about God, the church, and purpose, your steady, authentic, Jesus-shaped life becomes a living answer to those questions. And in God's heart for the nations, even if you never leave your country, you still get to be part of the story. By praying for other countries, welcoming people from different backgrounds, supporting missions, and perhaps one day going into a mission if he calls. Your lamp is one of millions in a global family, all illuminated from the same source. You may feel like just one new Christian in one estate, in one city. Jesus disagrees. He calls you light of the world. Think about that. Light of the entire world. Wow. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that my small life is wired into your big story. Thank you for sending Jesus, the true light of the world, who in him refers to me as the light of the world. Holy Spirit, show me one step I can take this week that moves my light beyond my comfort zone and into the places where you want to shine for the sake of the world. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.